In that dust, he stood by the gate to listen to the footsteps and patiently wait. The blind man just couldn't read that this was the day that Jesus of Nazareth is to pass by his way. Something good is going to happen to you. It can happen to you this very night. Something good is going to happen to you. Jesus of Nazareth is passing your way. She stood by the well, so tired and alone, misfortune and headache was all she had known. She looked at the stranger, but who could it be that Jesus would offer her living waters to drink? Something good is going to happen to you. It can happen to you this very night. Something good is going to happen to you. Is passing your way. My friend, if you're listening right now to me, this is the moment that you can be healed. The very same Jesus is right here today. Just release your faith and touch him and believe me when I say something good is going to happen to you. It can happen to you. If you are listening right now to me, this is the moment that you can be saved. The very same Jesus is right here today. Just release your faith and touch him and believe me when I say something good is going to happen to you. It
Behold, the Lamb of God, yes, taketh away the sins of the world.
Yes.
We are here because Jesus is here. When you talk about Jesus, the Savior, let's turn to Luca. Luca 5, verse 27, 32. Jesus was preaching in immigration. Jesus was preaching in custom office. He stood in the border and preached the word of God. We know our borders are having some great laws to hinder many people to come to other countries. But Jesus was preaching there the gospel of Jesus Christ. Let's go to the border. Verse 27. And after these things, he went forth and saw a publican named Levi sitting at the reception of custom. And they said unto him, follow me. He said that this government is not enough. Follow me, I've got a government. That day there was not paying duty. Everybody was there, followed Jesus. With his suitcase. And this man called Mateo, he left everything, even the man of the government, he left it there. Jesus was calling Levi from the job. He is now calling you. Mateo is no longer. You are called by the Son of God. The Prince of Heaven. These people, verse 29. And when Levi left them the job and dismissed the work without the permission of the government, because the super government was there.
Verse 29.
And the Levi made him a great feast in his own house. And there was a great company of publicans and others that sat down with him. Verse 30. But the scribes and the Pharisees murmured against his disciples, saying, why do ye eat and drink with publicans and sinners? 31. And Jesus answering said unto them, they that are whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. 32. I came not to call the righteous, but the sinners to repentance. Is there any sinner here? Is there any sinner this way? Jesus calling you. He came for that purpose from heaven. Come and call you. Sinners gathered to Jesus. And the other were publicans who came to Jesus. But the Pharisees, they referred to their righteousness. They neglected the true righteousness of God. When Jesus said, I came not to call the righteous. I came for sinners. He meant that. If you make you righteousness, what can I do to you? I want those who see that they are sinners. This night, that night, they met what the celebration of the heavens to join Israel. Why can't you come to Jesus? There will be celebration for you by being born again. Heaven will joy. Angels will sing. For one sin, we have repented, taken up from eternal hell. But I've got a question. Is a short sermon, but I got a question. Were these Pharisees rebuking Jesus by not mixing with sinners? Were they true? They were not. Something behind. Something secret behind. The Pharisees complained. They were jealous of the open the door for the Gentiles. In the kingdom of God. Because eating with the sinners, it may mean more than simple associating. Eating with a person, more than that, it indicates as exception by God, and the recognition by God, and the honor, and the open door for the Gentiles. The Pharisees wanted to limit the love of God. The Pharisees wanted the tribalism and the gospel was before the Jews alone. Then God, in that meeting, there was Jesus. Because now he's here. If you are not saved, you are a sinner. You are not in the commonwealth of Israel. You are a stranger there. But now, Jesus says, I've come to call you. You sinner brother. You sinner sister. Jesus is calling. Stand firm. That is surrender. This is how to save you. There's another word again. He says, those who are sick, they need a physician. But those who are well, they have nothing to do about physician. Jesus is a spiritual physician. He can heal a disease that is not cured by anybody. That disease is a sin. They've educated people with a high education, but no one can cure sin. Find a doctor still smoking. But Jesus.
Me Jesus.
But Jesus.
Me Jesus.
He said.
Ari.
I don't know whether you will hear me. He said, I came. Only for sinners. So the Pharisees were jealous. They wanted us to be closed out of the gate of the kingdom of God. So that's why Jesus, except a man be born again, he cannot. The man that has a continual life, a existing life forever and ever, is one that is God. Amen. Then he took that life by his grace, gave to Jesus. Amen. To come and give up. Jesus is calling. 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 2. When I think of the goodness of Jesus, and what he's done for me, my brother, my sister, don't run away. No, come back to Jesus. He is a savior. Another verse says, God did not send his son to condemn the people. But he sent his son that people must be saved through him. They want God to be saved. When? Now. When? Today. 2 Corinthians. Chapter 6, verse 2. For he said, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I supposed you thee. Behold now, is the accepted time. Behold now, is the day of salvation. Why waiting? Now, Jesus is calling. You can be saved. You brother, you my sister, Jesus is coming. brother. Emashau. Mudimu oluka, mudimu otsiva, une uribona muwaka, une utorya unyaka, kanako yena muwaka, ita ufurishe malwechi, ita uhalaleche, muwaka ita ubona hale, ka urubiche mabanchi, kibana muwaka batho ba ho batlile, kibana riri kiri na muwaka ritlile pila swatho sa hao, bona hala ufetile ditapelo ka muka, ka lena la Jesu Kristo, amen.